Boy, what an exciting escape. I got out of there just in the nickering of time, and then I went right to work, plotting my revenge on those big lugs who had... Well, they hadn't actually done much of anything, except they had mocked and laughed at me, and if you're a cowdog, that's a big deal. Pride. Cowdog pride. We don't take trash off the cats, or the cows, or the steers. And setting the record straight is pretty darn important to us. When they came off the truck, I was waiting outside the corral to give them the full load of score settlers and mockery countermeasures. You'll be impressed by this. As each moron passed down the alley, I stuck out my tongue at him and yelled, "I should have whipped you galoots when I had the chance. And your mother was nothing but a fat cow, so there." Boy, that ripped them. Just tore them to shreds. And there wasn't a thing they could do about it since I was outside the corral and they were inside. In the face of such wit and intelligence, all they could do was hang their heads and trot on down the alley and say to themselves, "Gosh, what a brilliant dog. He's right. We're just a bunch of big dumb galoots. And now we're sorry we said all those hateful things to him." See? Sometimes a guy has to wait for justice. And sometimes he has to help it along its rocky path. But justice always comes. Well, having served the cause of justice and having won a huge moral victory over the forces of brutish ignorance, I was feeling pretty proud of myself. Why not? I had earned it in a match of wits and so forth. And don't forget that I had been outnumbered 65-1. So yes, I was feeling pretty, well, not cocky exactly, but proud and fulfilled. Oh, and don't forget this part. I had a strong suspicion that Loper and Slim would be just as proud and fulfilled when they heard all the facts in this case. Namely, that I had guarded and escorted their investment of cattle all the way to town, and had even fought off two gangs of cattle rustlers. Did I mention that part? Maybe not, but yes. Along the road, we had been jumped, attacked, and amwhacked by two gangs of bloodthirsty cattle rustlers. Ambushed. Bushwhacked. At 60 miles an hour, we shot it out right there on the public highway. It was a close call, but I managed to disable them with bursts of high-energy microwave barking. Boy, what a fight. The thunder of horses' hooves, yelling, the zing of bullets in the air, the whole nine yards of scary and exciting stuff. So, yes, I was feeling so good about all these triumphs, I did what any normal American cowdog would have done. I marched around to the right side of the cattle truck and lobbed a load of secret chemical agent into the middle of that tire Drover had missed at the ranch. There, now when that hateful monkey-eared little truck driver tried to pull away from the loading chute, he would find, that all his hubs and bearings had melted down. His truck would have to be removed in parts and pieces. And the next time he felt the urge to chunk a cup of ice at a hard-working ranch dog, he would think twice about it. With these triumphs glowing in the theater of my mind, I pranced up to the office building. See, your livestock auctions consist of a big yard of pens and corrals, and also a main building inside of which they keep an office, the sale ring, and a small cafe. The sale ring is a kind of pen with bleachers on three sides where the cattle buyers sit. How did I know so much about livestock auctions? Hey, I was an old hand at this business. Maybe you didn't know it, but I had come here as a pup and had taken my first job at these very stockyards. That's where I met Slim Chance, but that's another story. Where were we? Oh yes, feeling great and triumphant, I marched past the office and caught the scent of something, fragrant and delicious. I called a halt to my march and switched on smello radar. The fragrant waves seemed to be coming from, several big garbage barrels near the back door of the cafe. I tossed slow glances over all shoulders and in all directions. Nobody was watching. Nobody was even close to watching because nobody was around. And nobody would ever know how those barrels got, well, overturned, shall we say. Just as I had suspected, the barrels contained a gold mine of great stuff. Cold, greasy French fries, pieces of bread, bits of hamburger, and half a tuna fish sandwich. What a find! I went right to work and began eating my way through these treasures. Great stuff. But then, all at once, I heard a roar outside the barrel and poked out my head to see... It was the cattle truck pulling away from the loading chute. It appeared that... Okay, I figured it out. On that last wheel, remember the last wheel? On that last wheel job, I had forgotten to properly stir and shake up the secret chemical agent. And if you don't, oh well, who cared? I was knee-deep in delicious restaurant food, so I decided to let him go this time. But if he ever... I hadn't noticed the pickup or the man leaning against the fender, watching me. It was a white pickup with... What was that thing? A wire cage in the back, it appeared. And on the side of the pickup door was written in big red letters, City of Twitchell, Animal Control. Animal Control? What was Animal Control? I'd never heard of it. I mean, what kind of animals did they have in Twitchell that needed... The man was staring at me. Glaring at me, actually. And he held a lariat rope in his hands. I wondered what he had in mind. I mean, why he would be holding a... I stopped chewing my greasy French fries. My mouth stopped in mid-chew. Animal control? Surely that didn't mean... Dog catcher, did it? Yes, by George, it sure did. And right then I figured out why he was carrying a catch rope. He was the city dog catcher, and he used the rope for capturing stray dogs. He caught me, is how I figured it out. And I mean, the guy was so fast with that rope, I never saw it coming. He really nailed me. And at that point, I had no choice but to hit turbo 5 and break the rope, only it was a little stouter than you might have supposed, and I ended up lying on my back and staring up at the blue summer sky and the dog catcher's face. He appeared to be looking down at, well, at me. He had a toothpick parked in the side of his mouth.
No collar, no tags, and tipping over trash barrels. Pooch are about as illegal as a dog can be. And we've got a place for mutts like you.
Hey, wait, I could explain everything. See, I wasn't a mutt, honest. And I had come to town on a very important assignment, guarding a load of... And about those trash barrels, a sudden gust of wind must have... He wasn't interested in my story. And the next thing I knew, I had been pitched into the prison cage in the back of the pickup. I was on the inside, looking out at the dog catcher and his toothpick. He studied me with narrowed eyes.
You know, I think we've met before.
Me? Oh, no. I didn't think so. See, I didn't live in Twitchell. I was from the country, a foreign country. England, Yugoslavia, one of those foreign lands. I was just visiting, on my way home. There was no way... He didn't listen. He walked away, got into the pickup, and off we went. Unless I was badly mistaken, he was hauling me to the... Dog pen. Prison. Devil's Island for dogs. It was then that I noticed another dog in the cage. I hadn't seen him up to that very moment. He was curled up. Asleep, if you can believe that. Hey, you, wake up! A terrible injustice is being done here. I've been arrested on false charges. I've been kidnapped in Shanghai. My rights as a dog have been trampled, and all you can do is lie there and sleep. Wake up! His head came up. He was some kind of hound dog. A basset. Description: big, baggy, sad eyes, drooping jowls, front feet that pointed outward, and an incredibly long set of ears. He stared at me, then spoke.
Did you get caught?
Yes, I certainly did, and this is an outrage.
Uh-huh. That's what they all say.
I'm a law-abiding dog. I was doing nothing, almost nothing at all, and your town dog catcher arrested me on false and trumped-up charges.
Uh-huh. That's what they all say.
I demand to speak to the mayor.
You already did.
I did not. I had a brief, unpleasant conversation with your stupid dog catcher, but...
The stupid dog catcher's our mayor.
I stared at him in shock and disbelief. How can one man be both?
Small town.
Well, there's another outrage. Okay, I demand to speak to the governor. He shrugged.
Well, there's no law against demanding, I guess.
Is that all you can say? Listen, pal, I'm an innocent dog and... I gave him a closer look. Wait a minute. Don't I know you? He yawned.
Could be. Don't recall. Name's Ralph.
Of course, yes. It's all coming back to me. You're Dog Pound Ralph. You're the dog catcher's pet. You live at the pound. Don't you remember me? He looked me over with those big, sad eyes.
No.
Of course you do. I'm Hank the cow dog.
No.
I'm head of ranch security on a huge outfit south of town.
No.
Hey, Ralph, we served some time together at the dog pound. I was on death row, and we became dear friends.
Huh. I can't remember names, but I always forget a face. Maybe it'll come to me here in a second. Wait, are you the soap guy?
Yes, that's me. I was poisoned by my enemies. They slipped a bar of deadly foaming soap into my food, and your friend the dog catcher thought I had hydrophobia. He arrested me and hauled me off to the dog pound, remember?
Okay, sure. Well, how's life been treating you?
How's life been? Hey, Ralph, right this minute things aren't looking so swell. I've been arrested on false charges, and I'm on my way to prison. To be honest, that worries me. It also worries me that you don't seem to be worried. He yawned again.
You ain't the first dog in history to get nabbed. Happens every day.
It happens every day. Listen, Ralph, this is...
Shh!
A pained expression came over his face, and he pushed himself up to his feet.
I just woke up. Let me think about this.
I fought back an impulse to roar at him and tell him... Well, I'd already told him everything, so there wasn't much I could do but sit there and let him think about it. And just in case he didn't think about it, I thought about it. What I thought was that I was in big trouble.